Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Oh, let's get to your phone calls. We go to Charles in Farmington. Hi, Charles.
Hey, Carson Anderson. Thanks for letting me speak, guys.
Our pleasure.
Real quick, great point I just wanted to make about Brian Branch incident against the Chiefs. I just want to say, because I've been seeing the headlines, and on social media in particular, and rightfully so, I might add, I noticed a lot of things that took place that game that I didn't see in live real time. So now that I'm able to analyze some of these videos and plays and stuff, I see the missed calls now. And some of them were obvious, whether the refs missed it or swallowed the whistle. You know, that's not really what I'm here to speak about per se. I more want to focus on the fact that the refs, they have a responsibility and obligated not just to officiate the game correctly, but to protect these players, man. And that's what I feel like they didn't do. They didn't protect the Lions. And when you allow players to get banged around and almost cause career-ending injuries, what could have been what Juju did to Brian Branch, now you're allowing Brian Branch to have to process this through the rest of the game, not thinking that, hey, the ref's not going to protect me this game. So now he's playing with these emotions. Let's just say the flag was thrown. Brian Branch may not even respond that way at the end of the game.
I think you're 100% spot on. I think you're exactly right. I think that it's a result of frustrations from cheap shots, from taunts that didn't get flagged, and it wasn't helping. They're losing the game. And you still can't do it. You know, the more we talk through this, because I'm in the bravo, Brian, but but if you're going to rip him for doing it, I'm not going to stop you, because they can't afford to not have him on the field, especially with a huge game.
It's obvious, right? Zero penalties. I mean, come on. And then just the one thing I understand, I love Dan. I would never challenge him. I love him. But he has to understand that this is Detroit. And the fans see it differently here. We understood y'all got cheated. That's our perspective, okay? But we know he's going to be the coach. He's going to say the right thing, because we don't condone that behavior. But we understand, and we stand with Branch. We understand his frustration. That's the core of Detroit fans. We stand with our team when the refs in the league is not going to try to allow us to win. You see, J.B. Bickerstaff does the same thing.
When he goes into those post-conferences, I just wish he didn't done it, Charles. I just wish.
He defends the Pistons.
Yeah, I wish he hadn't done it, because they need him Monday night.
Yeah, they do.
They may have him because he's appealing, but,
and at the same time, the idea of missing the game and going into a bye week for a guy who's all banged up, it may not be the worst thing that happens. But yeah, of course you'd rather have a player, if he's healthy enough to play. And then I think it puts a lot of pressure on Kirby Joseph, who clearly is banged up, and that's not good.
Let's go to Jason next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, calling about Scooble. I mean, yes, the guy is probably one of the best pitchers in the league, no doubt. But if we can't score runs for him, there's no reason to pay him that much money, where we can go turn around and use that money to get some bats, bring up some guys, maybe get a couple other pitchers that can scrape together 13 wins like he did. We just need way too much in other places.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
All that money on Scooble.
Jason, I agree with you, because the problem isn't necessarily pitching. It's having the timely hitting and having guys that have a better idea at the plate that can make the contact. That's what Scott Harris was talking about yesterday. Getting back to the way that they played in the first half, I think that in large part they're going to be banking on having guys like Max Anderson and Kevin McGonigal and Eduard Valencia and perhaps Max Clark to come up and make that impact next year to be better at it. But if you're looking at the team and saying who's not going to be here next year, And then, okay, how do we fill those spots? I don't know if it necessarily gets filled up with free agents.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Because you don't want to block those guys, and that's their philosophy. They don't want to block those guys that are coming up.
No, I hear you on that one. I just think, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, he's great, but I think we can put that money to better use.
Well, it's...
I think that might be the best use of the money.
So here's the thing. If they made an offer to Scooble, that means they had some money budgeted to go to Scooble, and it's probably not a small amount of money. And I can almost guarantee the person said it was uncompetitive was Boris himself. Agents do a lot of talking with the media. They are a reliable source that you can go to all the time for their perspective that are considered insiders, but it is just their perspective. And if anybody's going to call just about anything uncompetitive, I guess it's going to be Boris. But if you still have that money budgeted and you still have the money budgeted you were going to pay Alex Bregman, use it elsewhere. Use it on other useful pieces. Now, you sort of get into this weird thing, and I do it too. You get into the off season, you say, go get this, go get that. They might not fit what the Tigers want. Like the players that are available might not be exactly what they want. So how do you work around that? How do you pull off a trade to go get what they want? Like, there are other creative ways to get it done. It take a long time to get into, but at the end of the day, they have offered money. Okay. There are players that will take their money, but if the guys that they're going after first won't, aka Bregman and Scooble, then take that money and spend it elsewhere to improve this baseball team. And the group I heard talk yesterday led me to believe that they would do that. What I heard yesterday, recent history, I'm a little skeptical, but they did. There was no question they were going to pay Bregman. No question. They just lost out to I didn't even like the Bregman contract, but at least there was an offer there.
Right. And it was after they had already paid these other free agents. It was the last move was waiting on Bregman, and they were really going to spend on it. And look, they could do it again this offseason, although now you hang another year on Bregman and you wonder what that contract would be for a guy who's 32 years old. But he'll get paid by somebody. But you just start looking at that lineup. Where do you find the spots that you want to replace? Like if you look in the outfield, okay, Parker Meadows wasn't getting it done offensively. He's really good defensively.
Yeah.
But do you say we need to find one more outfielder and the guy who's going to play and get 500 at bats, probably at his expense? Okay, then that's one. But does that get
Parker Meadows becomes a trade piece?
Maybe
as a young player with some upside that might entice, and not a key. Like he's not going to score you something huge, but he's a throw-in, an incentive part of a trade.
Yeah, or you know, maybe for a bullpen arm or something like that.
Because we're talking about them. They're counting on young guys. That young guy might be Max Clark.
Exactly, exactly. And you look at the other, okay, second base. They're not going to bring, what's his face? I'm losing my mind here. The second baseman, they're not bringing him back.
Gleyber Torres?
Gleyber Torres, thank you.
Well, they haven't played since Friday.
It's okay. I know, I'm already out of it. But they're not going to bring Gleyber Torres back. So if they're not bringing him back, does that mean that's Kevin McGonigal's spot? He's got that. Okay, well, third base is still a bit of a mess. You're not sure if Colt Keith is the guy there or not. Do you bring up Max Anderson? And McGonigal and Anderson can both play shortstop. You know, Trey Cruz is a guy who can play shortstop as well. He had a real nice year this past year in the minors between AA and AAA. I mean, I'm not even sure if it's worrying. This is just stating facts. They may not spend money on free agents for position players because they may just figure all these guys that are ready to be matriculated through the minors are the answer to fill those holes. And I think that's going to rub people the wrong way.
It might rub me the wrong way, being the answer in year one.
But then you got to ask yourself the hard question. If not them, then who? Then, you know, what do you do? Because I think the easy ones are the last guys on the roster. If you want to be punitive towards a McKinstry or a Vierling, or a Wenzel Perez, Those are the easy ones to say, we can replace that with minor leaguers. But the guys at the regular spots like second and third base, and then thinking down the road even at shortstop, because, I mean, Javi's got 2 years left, and this might be his last year with the team. Maybe they'll just eat the salary after this upcoming season. It's a lot to think about there.
97-1 the ticket.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.